A flip simple PX to D's urgent care. Today's date is 01/10/2026. Dictation is 4. Carmelinda Rodriguez. Rodriguez spells R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. Carmelinda spells H-E-R-M-E-L-I-N-D-A. Date of birth is 02/17/1997. A 28-year-old female here with pain to her right index finger, period. Patient stated this started today. She was upset. She was at work when she accidentally cut her finger while preparing food in the kitchen, period. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10, worse with touch and motion. The patient says she placed some coffee grounds on the laceration to stop it from bleeding, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Patient says her tetanus is not up to date, but thinks she might be pregnant and would like to hold on her tetanus injection, period. Says she did several home pregnancy tests and they were all negative, all positive, period. Next paragraph, review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented in mild distress. Her vitals as follows: O2 sat is 99% at room air, blood pressure is 118/69, pulse 79, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph, right index finger, 1 centimeter circumferential laceration, no active bleeding. Next line, a DIPJ, a full range of motion, with no restrictions or discomfort. Next line, the laceration is located on the lateral surface of her digit, period, in the region of the tuft. Next paragraph, tap refill less than 2 seconds. Sensation is normal. Next paragraph, MIPJ, full range of motion with no discomfort, period. Next paragraph, sensation is normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is finger laceration. Assessment number 2 is finger pain. Number 3 is finger infection, period. Open parentheses, patient use coffee grounds into the wound, and she suffered a laceration from a knife used for cutting meats and other food products, period. Next paragraph, procedure, a finger laceration repair. Procedure was explained to the patient. Next line, we talk about complications, which include infection, poor healing, among other complications. I explained the procedure. Patients give me verbal consent to proceed, period. Next line, finger was soaked in normal saline and betadine. Next line, after soaking for approximately 10 to 15 minutes, hand was removed from the liquid, pat dry with 4x4. Site was then irrigated. The surface of the site appeared brown, most likely coffee ground. This was irrigated away from her hand, irrigated away from laceration. Next line, The suture was achieved by Steri-Strip. Number four Steri-Strips were used with tincture of benzoin for extra adhesive. Next paragraph, next line. Site was then covered with 4x4 and secured with cold band. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. There was no complication period. She was sent home with the following medication: Tylenol extra strength, 1 PO TID PRN for pain, correction, 1 PO QID PRN for pain, number 30. Next medication, clindamycin, 300 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 7 days, number 21. Advice to come back to the clinic within 48 to 72 hours for a reevaluation. To go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. End of the patient.